From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A new twist in the modern spy tale, NPR has learned that Russia and the United States are working on a spy swap, switching one or more of the 10 Russian spies recently arrested in the U.S. with prisoners in Russia. What's not clear is how many spies could be traded. Well, much of the East Coast is bracing for another scorcher today. As Danielle Carson reports, the utility that provides electricity in the Washington, D.C. area isn't concerned about blowing any fuses for now.
With the mercury pushing 100 degrees in the Northeast, utilities have had to crank out power to cool the sticky masses. There have been scattered power outages along the coast. In the Washington, D.C. area, hundreds of homes lost power today. Andre Francis, spokesman for the power company Pepco, says for now, there are no worries about overloading the system.
Right now, we're just making sure that our system is sound. We don't have any major outages. But with that said, we still ask that customers try to conserve energy.
And that means not using appliances like dishwashers, which puts more stress on the power grid until after sunset. Transit officials, meanwhile, warn commuters to expect delays because of the high heat today. They're slowing down trains because the railroad tracks could bend from the heat. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
A major investigation found emails taken from climate labs in Britain show no evidence of scientific misconduct. NPR's Richard Harris reports skeptics have used the emails to whip up doubt about global warming.
Britain launched several investigations of the emails purloined from the University of East Anglia and posted on the web last November. The latest and most detailed concludes that the rigor and honesty of the scientists is not in doubt, and that nothing in the emails undermines the overall scientific conclusion that the planet is warming and humans are largely responsible. The review did find that the scientists were not always as open as they should have been in sharing their data. The scientists may have felt besieged by bloggers who were demanding their data in order to attack them, but they still had an obligation under British law to make that information available. That conclusion echoes the findings of a previous investigation, and the university says it has already changed its information sharing practices. Richard Harris, NPR News.
The lowest mortgage rates in decades brought in the customers. The Mortgage Bankers Association says overall applications rose 7% last week. That's from the week before. Refinancing led the way with applications up 9%. But the applications to buy a home fell 2%. That's as the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage fell to 4.58%, and that's the lowest level since Freddie Mac started keeping records in 1971. A higher profit outlook for Bank State Street Corporation pushing stocks higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 121 points at 9,864. The Nasdaq is up 25 at 2,119, and the S&P 500 is up 13. This is NPR News. In Afghanistan, a NATO-led airstrike has mistakenly killed at least five Afghan soldiers. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports international forces mistook their allies for Taliban fighters.
In the province of Ghazni, along Afghanistan's troubled eastern border, Afghan army troops had set up an ambush for Taliban militants. NATO forces, apparently unaware of the Afghan soldiers' movements, bombed the position around 4 in the morning local time. A spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry delivered a terse message saying it was not the first time Afghan troops had been the victims of friendly fire, but he hoped it would be the last. The newly arrived head of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, offered condolences to the families of those killed in the botched airstrike. Elsewhere in southern Afghanistan, the U.S. military announced that a roadside bomb explosion killed three U.S. soldiers. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
British troops will pull out of a volatile area of southern Afghanistan later this year. Defense Minister Liam Fox says a lot of progress has been made in the Sangin Valley.
This will simplify current command arrangements and enable UK troops to be redeployed to reinforce progress in the key districts of central Helmand.
Fox says the responsibility for that part of Afghanistan will be turned over to U.S. troops. Britain has about 10,000 troops in Afghanistan. Another lawsuit has been filed in California over Governor Schwarzenegger's plans to reduce state workers' pay down to minimum wage. The state is dealing with a multi-billion dollar budget deficit. But the state comptroller says the computer system can't be reprogrammed to reduce those salaries down to $7.25 an hour for nearly 200,000 workers. From Washington, I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.